when I look at definitions of bullying versus, say, just conflict, bullying is when a person is targeted specifically to hurt them in some way. So whether that's physical or verbal, there's so much online bullying, there's social bullying, excluding someone from a group. So it's a purposeful intention to hurt. We often have conflict with people, but there's typically more or sorry, less of a power imbalance there. So bullying is about one person wanting to be powerful and in control. That's the bottom line of what a bully wants. That's considered the motivation around the behavior.
And if you're the parent of someone who is being bullied, if your child is a victim, what do you say to them?
It's heartbreaking to see your child treated in this way. Absolutely. And initially, we tend to say, well, just ignore them, just, carry on. But what we know is that ignoring actually doesn't work. Telling a bully to leave you alone because they're hurting your feelings, that's what they want. So ignoring it is not going to work. What we want to encourage kids to do, and we have to be proactive in that as well, is coming up with a safety plan, including as many people as we can, whether that's community, family, obviously school, and in some cases, if we have to, the police. Because a lot of bullying actually occurs off school property, and schools have their own policies and guidelines. And I mean, yes, it's easy to criticize, but then at a certain point, schools are going to be hands off with this situation. The flip side of that is lots of times the target of the bullying doesn't want to make too much trouble. They don't want to be the one who's telling on the bully, or they don't because they're afraid that they can be an ongoing target for that kind of behavior. But the reality is that to make this go away, you have to be the person. You have to tell. You have to let people know, and you have to sometimes continue to tell people that you're being bullied, especially if it's happening without anybody else seeing it, because that's often the case. A bully can target you when they know that nobody's watching, or they can do it anonymously online. So helping your child develop a plan, and as a parent, you often have to be proactive in that and involve as many people as you think need to be involved.
What about in the instance where you have a feeling that your child is the aggressor, or you've been told by a school official that your child is the bully?
That's a different issue and an equally important issue, because while we need to make sure that the target of the bullying is safe, we also need to look at what's going on in the life of that bully, and or even calling them a bully is labeling. The child who's exhibiting that type of bullying behavior, what's going on in their life? So as a parent, you may have a sense of this is unusual behavior for my child, or it may be how you deal with aggression in your family. And if it's a situation of how you deal with aggression in your family, that's a significant issue, and this may be the time that you need to deal with that and reach out for help. If it's a situation where this is an unusual behavior for your child and it's something that you're really shocked and surprised by, then again, you need to, number one, talk to your child about it, find out what's going on in their life, in their mind, in their own mental health situation, and start gathering information so that you can help them manage their issues more healthily and effectively. Because I guess one of the things that we worry about is the effect of bullying on the target in the future and on the child who displays this kind of behavior, because we don't ever want kids to grow up to be in situations and relationships where this is the norm for them.
And the situation where bullying is happening really gets murky for school administrators when the targeting behavior is occurring off school grounds. Now, that was registered psychologist Bev McLean. She says the issue doesn't go away in this case. In fact, it becomes wider in scope.
If it's off ground, I think it's certainly, again, and I don't work in the school system, so I'm commenting as an outsider. Yes, it's definitely more difficult for it to be outside of the school grounds and the school kind of property. And then it becomes a community issue. And again, depending on the ages of the children, as I said, and I've encouraged parents in the past, talk to the police, get information on how to handle this. My discussions with folks at the schools, they certainly, you know, they have programs and talk to students about their behavior, about bullying, about aggression, about conflict. And it's an ongoing discussion that they're having. And clearly bullying has not stopped. There's some evidence that it's decreased in some ways. I think there's certainly an increase in cyberbullying. But bullying is going to be with us for the long term. It's not going away. It's not just a school issue. It's a health issue. It's a social problem as well. Because the other thing to remember is that it's not just kids who treat other people this way. It's not just kids who get into bullying behavior. I know adults who've been bullied in the workplace. So this kind of behavior happens across the age span. And so that's why it's more of a social and health issue than we might even consider it to be.
When do you know as a parent that it's time to seek help outside of the school, be it police, be it a psychologist?
In a situation like that, when you're very concerned about your child, again, look for changes in their behavior. Are they avoiding school because of this? Are they avoiding their friends? Are they more socially isolated? Has that been a factor here in that perhaps they're viewed as someone who, you know, maybe quieter, they don't stand up for themselves, or they're just not socially involved as much? Those are times when you look at, you know, what are the ways that you can get support for your child, whether it's mental health therapy, psychologist, whether it's looking at getting them involved in some other social groups or activities that encourage their strengths. So there's different ways to get help for your child and to foster their own sense of confidence and skill, because many times, if you have a child who says, you know, I don't fit in, I don't have many friends, and that's certainly a reality for lots of kids, then as a parent, we want to encourage their strengths and help them find ways to develop their own sense of confidence and resilience, because that's really what's important as well. The message to the person who's being bullied, any person of any age is being bullied, you don't deserve it. This kind of behavior is never okay, and you don't have to stay quiet and sit back and think you've done something wrong, because absolutely that's not the case.
There you go. If you take nothing away from that interview, take those last words from Beverly McLean. She's a registered psychologist, and she knows a thing or two about the issues surrounding bullying, especially in the school setting. It's